And now a story about art and journalism and shifting context. You can go to thetakeaway.org. There's a link to a photograph. I Am a Man. It's a photograph of a crowd in Memphis back in the 1960s. Men who are part of a sanitation workers' strike organized by Martin Luther King Jr., part of the civil rights movement, an indelible image of civil rights history. Take a look at that picture and then listen. You may have seen this story this week. Ernest Withers, the legendary photographer, African-American photojournalist, was an informant to the FBI. That's what we learned, which was trying to break that same movement Withers was so powerfully chronicling with his pictures. The story was broken in Memphis. And suddenly, this man who created all these historic images is a man peering into crowds of passionate people, possibly informing on those same people. If the photographer was an informant, what does it mean for the pictures? We have an idea of what it means for his reputation as a journalist. Earl Caldwell joins us. He's a former New York Times reporter who worked with Withers at certain points during his career. Earl Caldwell, good morning.
Good morning to you.
You know, you've been all over the media sort of responding to this story. Remind us once again how this revelation reported in Memphis that Ernest Withers was a FBI informant changes your sense of his journalistic ethics.
Well, the one thing that the journalist makes, the promise that the journalist makes, he says, I'm not a cop. I'm not a police officer. I'm not representing law enforcement. And the journalist wants to get into your business, whatever it is that you're doing. They want access. Access is everything. Ernest Withers had that access. He probably had more access to take pictures. He could bring his camera into any room. When King was having a meeting with his staff, the trust was so great, they could go ahead conducting their meeting. Feel free to talk about whatever it is they wanted to talk about, not just King and his men, but almost anybody in the black community in the greater, throughout the civil rights region. That people trusted him, and then if we find out these years later, he wasn't just taking pictures. He was also phoning in whatever information he'd get about those conversations and many others.
All right, Earl Caldwell is a former New York Times reporter who worked with Ernest Withers, a photographer who we learn was possibly an FBI informant while he was doing his work capturing iconic moments of the civil rights movement. All right, so go to that picture now. I Am a Man, a crowd of men confronting authorities in Memphis, Tennessee. Each one of those faces shows both defiance and also, I think it's fair to say, the trust that Earl Caldwell talks about here. Deborah Willis joins us. She's professor and chair of the Department of Photography and Imaging at Tisch School for the Arts at New York University, author of Posing Beauty, African-American Images from the 1890s to the Present. Deborah Willis, good morning.
Good morning.
So does this picture, I Am a Man, change at all, knowing that it was possibly snapped by an FBI informant?
No, it doesn't change. There's evidence. I look at the photographs as evidence, but also evidence of a man who is sensitive to the needs of the strike, to the people of the community. And the fact that he was possibly, and I'm glad you used the term possibly, we don't know what he informed on. But one thing I learned from discussing this with a number of people over the past few days, specifically Taylor Branch, is the fact that the FBI and government agencies were refuge for some black people during the South because of the sheriffs, the white sheriffs and the racist communities were not supportive of documenting the events of the community. So we have to look at it on two sides.
Sure.
You know, there was a complex situation for Mr. Withers.
But the Memphis Flyer has an editorial talking about how so much has to be reconsidered, even though the legacy of Ernest Withers is secure as a photographer and a documentarian of the civil rights movement. But don't you, in the faces of some of these crowd shots, Deborah Willis, wonder if those people might have been informed upon?
Informed upon what? But what's the information that? So I'm considering the fact that these photographs are significant. And the faces are telling the stories that he could have told the story that these are people who are sensitive, who are having a hard time with their lives, with their income. So what type of information did he inform upon?
Well, we'll never know.
Economics, yeah. So I'm thinking of it in a different way, that the way that the press and they're spinning it as if he's this deviant. you know, this was a man that could have been sensitive to the plight of the people he photographed, and his information was about the difficulties of their experience. So I'm not naive about it, but I'm also thinking about spinning it on both sides.
Sure. Deborah Willis is a professor and chair of the Department of Photography and Imaging at the Tisch School for the Arts at New York University. Earl Caldwell, if someone had shown up who wasn't Ernest Withers at some of those demonstrations that you covered back during the Civil Rights Movement and started snapping pictures, what would the reaction have been?
Well, you put your finger right on it. There were people doing exactly that, and they were government, they were law enforcement people, and they were putting themselves out as journalists, and they were taking pictures. But you don't know how these things are used because people become targets. Leaders in you mentioned this, the garbage worker strike. People in this strike, in the leadership, people are participating in certain activities. They can maybe the photographer's using certain pictures. Is that photographer handing these pictures to law enforcement and making some of these people vulnerable to arrest, for other kinds of actions? Are they making them? Putting them in positions where they can lose their jobs, lose their livelihoods, we don't know. To me, the line is clear. You can be what you say that you are, or you can be this person that is using deception.
Right.
And when that deception involves brings in the reporting, to me, that's a no-no.
Earl Caldwell is a former New York Times reporter who knew Ernest Withers and worked with him. They were on assignments together covering the Civil Rights Movement. Deborah Willis, final thought. Susan Sontag says, photos and their context can never be separated.
That's true. And I totally agree with that. But also the fact that the determination of the faces, the photographs are evidence of the experience. And that's something that we know as evidence from those photographs.
All right. Deborah Willis, the professor and chair of the Department of Photography and Imaging at the Tisch School of the Arts at New York University, reexamining or reaffirming the pictures of Ernest Willis, despite the revelations that he might have been an FBI informant. We also spoke with Earl Caldwell, who was a journalist colleague of Ernest Withers. Thanks to both of you. So lots to think about there.
This whole discussion really reminds me of the way I felt when I found out that Wagner was, you know, anti-Semitic, or any time that you have art that you love and appreciate, but it's connected to a possibly flawed individual, and whether or not that changes your vision of the art itself. I think you have to, I mean, I had to learn as an adult art enthusiast to separate the two things out.
Although, in this particular case, he was a journalist, so there is a journalistic context to a photo. As news, there is a historical context to a photo.
And, right, I think, and there's the artistic.
And there's the artistic. And the three have different sort of realms in some sense. I totally agree with Deborah Willis that certain aspects of Ernest Withers' body of work can never change. The Emmett Till photo, for instance, which was published in Jet magazine, which
along with the funeral, you're talking about the open casket.
Along with Ernest Withers' book about that incident, the Emmett Till murder, became a huge political event in America. That does not change, no matter whether he worked for the FBI or not. But the crowd shots, I wonder.
Well, but at the same time, that particular photo that you were talking about, I Am a Man, what thrills me about that is it's not necessarily the artistic placement, because he's taking a picture of a crowd. It's the crowd themselves that make that art. It's there.
It's still art, even if he's an informant. I agree with you.
But I'm saying, even as a journalist, it's the people in the photograph that make that of journalistic and historic importance.
Well, Deborah Willis, who's still with us from New York University, do you see those photos in the crowd in that I'm a Man picture as more vulnerable, knowing this information in some sense?
You know, one of the things that I thought about after we ended our discussion earlier said the photographs imply that we are not human, and that it talks also about humanity when we see the signs and we look at the photographs of the faces. But also, King may have told him what to tell the FBI. He may have told Dr. King that he was approached by the FBI. So if we think about the humanity of the whole aspect of I Am a Man photograph to the fact is that he was an FBI informant, possibly he was told what to tell the FBI.
You know, I love these scenarios, but I wonder if you think they're irrelevant to the photo or if they richen the context and meaning.
I don't think it's relevant to the photograph.
Really?
I think the photograph, it is evidence of the event, of the experience. Of, you know, we can't deny, and because of his access, and you know, I'm glad that Mr. Caldwell talked about access, because of his access, we have a record of the experiences of black people worldwide, not only the demonstrations, but also of the art form of music.
But on the humanity, though, don't you suddenly see Ernest Withers as a person who is sort of stuck between this need to document what's going on with his people and the pressure of being forced to be an FBI informant? That's a classic civil rights story in and of itself.
It's a new story, and I think it's one that we should really investigate.
All right. Deborah Willis, professor and chair of the Department of Photography and Imaging at the Tisch School of the Arts at New York University, sort of reevaluating or reaffirming the reputation of Ernest Withers, photographer of the civil rights movement, and also claimed now by a newspaper in Memphis, Tennessee, to be an FBI informant. Thank you, professor.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.